Oh, mistimed that. You caught us having a chicky beer. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Heed Army podcast. As ever, we'd love you to subscribe if you're new to the channel. Help us grow, reach more people, and of course, you'll get notifications as well if you hit that bell for when we go live here on the show. And of course, it's all about Gator Football Club, what's going on in and around the world of the Tynesiders, the Heed Army, and any other words that they've been called over the years. But we'd like to say thank you to our sponsors, Northern Print Solutions, and our friends at Patrick as well for their continued support. And we'll move forward. I'll bring the lads in now. But hello there. How are you doing?
Good evening, hey, chaps.
Nicky, how you doing? Hey, Davey, you didn't point to your sponsors.
I didn't point. I'm all a frazzle tonight. We can't go into it, but Davey overheard a conversation in the house from my daughter and my wife. So when I was outside. But we've got loads of messages coming in. We want you to be fully interactive with the show. We've got lots of talking points. Ed Francis, England C game. Did you watch it? I watched about 40 minutes of the game. Also as well, new signing alert, not announced by the club but announced by the parent club. Alti away tomorrow, prediction league. Also news from the foundation that there is a food bank on Tuesday night, and of course Dejon Brown has been getting in a little bit of limelight with Derby County. So someone's saying sound, lads, can anyone let us know if you can hear us? Let us know. No one else has put anything about sound, so it must be all right. But lots to talk about, lads. But first of all, a little bit of we'll find out how he's doing. How he's all right?
Think so.
Yeah, it took us a few days to recover from after last Saturday's result. I was a bit grumpy till about Tuesday, I'll be honest with you. I was a bit like,
because we've got ourselves all built up, haven't we? Because you're in the playoffs, and obviously at the moment we're outside the playoffs due to Halifax beating the league leaders. Who would have thought it? Halifax scoring more than one goal in the game. Poof, nearly fell off the city. It is what it is, but we're still in control. We've still got a game in hand. And if we win tomorrow, we're back in the driving seat for keeping ourselves in the playoffs. But we'll get into all of that. We've got messages coming in. The lovely Liv Walden, seen her last night. She was looking well with Darren at the Gated Soul meeting, which we'll talk about first. Sandra Farnfield, hello, boys. Mr. Luke, hello, gents. Let's forget about Saturday's result and just focus on the big game against Altrincham. If we don't win, it isn't the end of the world. We'll just have to take this down to the last day. If so, don't say that. There is news about the last day as well. What we can talk about. Gated Stats, but good evening. We've got evening from Sean Parry, Charles Woff, the man with the big lens. And we've got Gated Stats has put tonight, easy question in the current...
Encumbrance
of Gated, who scored the first hat-trick. And against who? The first ever Gated hat-trick?
With the new club? When's that sort of...
Well, 1977, are there Gated Stats?
Yeah, we're getting pedantic. we'll find out, though. Loud and clear, we're coming through and hearing you perfectly. Vanessa has put even and all onwards and upwards this weekend. And we've got from Craig, who is top of the prediction league. We'll get that up later on. We've got Gavin Rudd, and also it's from 77 to 2024. So
first hat-trick.
And who against? So we'll get into that later on. But Mickey,
that's a toughie.
It is.
That's a real toughie.
5 years of the Gated Soul yesterday. There was a celebration at and a meeting at the Gated Bowling Green Club. Well attended. We encourage people to get along to the next one. Of course, join the soul if you want to know what's going on within the soul. And within the club, there was a lot of important things said. To give people clarification, we're not going to go into that because you've got to get along there yourself and get involved and get into that. And I know that might sound arsey, for a want of a word, but that's where it is, the supporters club and the soul. Does need people to get involved, and that's how it keeps going. And yes, things are ticking along, but things could always be better. And I think that was reiterated last night. The job is never done. Let's put it that way. But we've got happy 5 years to the best supporters club out there. Mickey, there was a little trip down memory lane with guests Mark and the current Spartan in JJ O'Donnell. It was nice to go down memory lane without the heartache of it, so to speak. I think Mark Rivers, who hosted the evening, did a very good job in just saying, you know, how was it for you and like moving forward. But it was one of them nights where there was a little bit of reflection and it was like, wow, yeah, we were on death's door.
I mean, first of all, we did cover JJ and DDT just to make sure he didn't bring anything with him. But no, it was good crack, wasn't it? I mean, without mentioning that them horrible people that were in charge of the club, I mean, you had to feel for what they what we all went through, but especially the players. You know, they stuck together and they went and somehow we managed to wrestle that club with that greasy man's hands. And look where we've got to now. I mean, a Wembley appearance, possibly. Again, two Wembley appearances, a league championship. It's unbelievable what's happened.
I mean, obviously, if you said, oh, you're going to get demoted, but things are going to be brighter, you would, at the time, 5 years ago, you'd go, oh, I can't say that. Like, I think it's the end, you know, or we're going to have to just be down the lower reaches for a while.
I was going to sell up for Northern League Division 2.
I thought we'd get demoted to Northern League, this kind of stuff, and you know, and we would never get back to where we are. So if you think we're seventh, you think bloody hell, what a change, eh?
And the club that everyone talks about, every manager praises,
and players want to come and play for us. You know what I mean? Like, you know, quality players want to come and play for us.
To be fair, I mean, Clarke had a spell in charge. It was mentioned last night. Yeah. Clarke carried the club until the end of the season. But you go back to what Mike and Buster had done.
Oh, amazing.
What an inspired decision that was to ask them to be manager.
Yeah.
Like manager and coach. I mean, it was just inspired. And he improved year on, year out under Mike and Buster. Got promoted, won a league championship for the first time in 30, was it since 86?
Yeah.
So, you know, it was unbelievable. Actually see them lift a tin pot again.
Yeah.
And the football we've played under them. And then Rob, Louie and Mags have come in.
And it's on, haven't they? Yeah. It's
for the first 2 or 3 weeks, it looked a bit ropey. But since then, it's just went seamless.
Yeah, it has. It's just a testament, isn't it, to what's been put in place and what's been built on since. Yeah.
You couldn't script it, really, could you? You know, if you look at it, where we were.
About it, you'd see how far-fetched is this?
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of people have, they say that the Cinderella story of Wrexham, but I think ours is a little bit more, I know obviously we're in the trenches and it's probably more magical to us, but when you put it on paper, the difference of what we've achieved with what we haven't had compared to what Wrexham have achieved with what they've got. But that's not.
It was a bit like Moneyball. If you've ever seen the film Moneyball,
yeah,
where you're looking at the numbers and things like that. It's like we've got a system and we're looking for players to fit into the system.
Yeah,
it was. To be fair, Wrexham and Notts County just threw a boatload of cash at it.
Yeah,
and got really good players. Don't get us wrong, Wrexham and Notts County were bloody good sides.
Oh, yeah.
In realistic terms, like the money in modern day football, with the money we've got, we really shouldn't be in the position we are.
Shouldn't be in the league we are.
And we actually stormed the North, didn't we? Really look at it. I mean,
Gated Stats is always gives us great messages, but it's the biggest crowds in nearly 60 years. So it shows you the club is doing well. Always do better. Could always do better. Remember, drag your friends down. Steve Farnfield says, this isn't the first club to have faced extinction. Have faced extinction. Heat fans and players over the decades have been very resilient. They have, but yeah, this was
Steve,
a. Yeah.
We sat in the room in 2000 with Derek Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Derek Bell said, I don't know if I can get this club through. And yeah. It was Graham Wood who come on board.
Oh, yeah.
Managed to get Graham Wood in. And to be fair, we had some great years under Graham Wood.
We did. Happy birthday to him as well. Wasn't his birthday last Saturday?
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
I sing happy birthday, but I didn't want to ruin his birthday.
Oh, no. he's only 27. obviously, yeah, the story, even all the progress over the last 5 years is incredible. Very excited for what the future holds. And Ken Webster has only just joined us. And our success is real from the heart. It certainly is. So if you've got any things about, if you were at the meeting last night, it was very well attended. It was and Mark Crivers obviously hosted the quiz and did very well with that as well. Right. Well, we've got a few points of interest to talk about tonight. We'll start off with the Ed Francis England C. Mickey, I watched about 40 minutes of the game. I must admit, it was awful football. I had to turn it off. It was.
I actually stuck with it. I switched off at half time because I can barely speak English than my bloody Welsh.
Did you have a quiet night that night, did you, Mickey? Did you watch it all the way through?
Yeah.
Blimey. What was the score?
1-0.
1-0. Wales, what a free kick it was. And that lad who scored the goal for Wales looked a handful. I wouldn't mind seeing him in a gated shirt next season, I tell you. But Ed Francis was a nasty tackle on him. I think if it hadn't been a friendly, I think he might have walked actually, the lad.
Yeah.
What point was he all right?
Yeah.
He got up. He played all right. He was in and out the game, Ed, to be fair.
It must be hard though, just to be chucked in with a pile of players you've never really met before and then expected to perform. You know, it must be hard.
Well, Chris Bush was captain.
I noticed that. I ex-gated.
He looked different with a head of hair, didn't he? He was always shaving when he was with us. He had the full on, the full on dreadlocks. Look good. We've got a message here. When's our Netflix commentary debut coming up? What an incredible 5 years. Well, as I say, the stuff that Jack's put together wouldn't be out of place on Netflix. So,
the inside videos.
Yeah. Who would have thought champions, playoffs, and two different Wembley trips on the field in the past 5 years been from, well, possible two of.
We've only got one so far.
The thought of championship, champions, playoffs. But yeah, it is. It is great. But as I say, back to the game. I'm just glad he got through it all right. Obviously the fear this time last year where Kent Richardson picked up that foot, the bottom of his foot, wasn't it? Strained a tendon or muscle at the bottom of his sole of his foot. So, and I mean,
got through it. So, don't think there was any injuries to any of the England players really.
Good. We've got their evening all and. This is something I was going to say as well. The tactics and style of play didn't suit Ed on the night, but England's style of play didn't seem to suit Ed. And I think it would be a risk for him if he's ever tempted. I think it would be a risk for him if he was ever tempted to leave Gateshead. Yeah, that's going to be a big contributing factor in Ed's future because he's still a young lad and, you know, he is catching the eye and no doubt teams will be looking at him. But I mean, that England game wasn't set up to get the best out of Ed Francis. I don't think anybody really come out of it smelling the roses. It was just, it looked like a team that was thrown together, and it was.
There's a lad come on the second half who was playing for Worthing. That guy, Ollie Chandler or something like that. Mm-hmm. He come on, he scored 30 odd goals for Worthing. He looked quite decent, man, I must admit.
Well, we said it last week as well. It was also an odd time to have it, you know, as a run-up to the end of the season for a lot of these clubs, quite important for a lot of these clubs. And, you know, just to throw in a friendly where potentially your player could get injured. I mean, yeah, it was a bit odd, but anyway, that's what they went with. So
obviously, we've got a little picture of him here. There he is. He's got his legs out. Obviously, you know, he's up north now. He's a northerner.
Good lad.
he had the legs out. So, well done to him, you know, an experience and... It's great.
Fully deserved. Fully deserved.
Yeah, yeah. It's something you can talk about as well, you know, playing for England C and all that, you know.
Like I said, on the night when we're watching it, who would have thought an international break would have three players away on international duty?
I know, and I was just about to ask, has anyone seen what if Dejon got a start for the Jamaican under 23s? I haven't been able to find anything. So if
I do like Mickey Dormy for this, don't they? They always come up with the facts, so someone loves the facts for that. Oh. No, it was Mr. Luke coming up with the goods there. You know, it's good.
Yeah. Hopefully, we'll find out on that one. But yeah, no, as I say, I think England C games at this stage of the season are just they're just a headache for any team that's involved in anything, aren't they?
Yeah, a bit of a strange decision. Yeah,
yeah.
I would imagine the Welsh team. Most of the players like from TNS because they've got a game on Saturday or Sunday.
They weren't involved. All the TNS players weren't involved.
No. So right? I would imagine TNS won the league. So the Welsh were just gunned for it. Whereas Wolves are thinking, oh, God, I've got to keep myself fit for Saturday. Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, we've got a little update here. Ed Beach was on the bench for Wales under 21 against Lithuania today. So involved in the international setup there,
and of course, you see the news from Huddersfield to Rochdale.
Aye, chappers.
He's gone to loan in Rochdale, so he'll be playing against when Rochdale come to us in a couple of weeks' time. So yeah, we'll see him back at the stadium.
He'll get a good reception, like, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he's a good keeper, like, aye.
Lovely lad as well.
Nice lad, yeah. That's right.
He was a nice lad.
Big Australian. So,
we'll have to get Bales to wind him up and pretend he's Mark Schwarzer again.
it's all happening. But a little bit of news that hasn't been given by the club, but of course it has been put on social media. So we are going to share it on there by the parent club. So this is the what has been announced. Johnson heads off to the National League. Under 21 captain Will Johnson has joined National League playoff hopefuls and FA Trophy semi-finalist Gateshead on loan until the end of the season. Believe the defender. Don't know anything more about him. I think you said he was on loan somewhere last season, Davey.
I just had a quick Google. Yeah, he was on loan at Marine. And he played in central defence for them. And he's down as a central defender, but whether he obviously can be a bit more versatile and play, you know, left back, right back, whatever. But anyway, yeah, defender on board.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously we'll I've went on to the actual what they call there the wrong thing, but yeah, I mean, the one thing I said to you is someone's ringing us from Brentwood. Hang on, let's see where it is.
Live exclusive from Brentwood. Hi, this is Davey speaking.
It is, but I'm very busy at the moment. Would you be able to ring back?
he's live to the nation. anyway, Mickey, a defender. So it's an interesting one, isn't it? It's
imagine it'll be cover.
Thank you, thanks.
Yeah, because we've got obviously a few coming back as well, haven't we? Obviously,
I'll let you know what that was. I was supposed to fill in a survey and I didn't, and they want us to fill it in. So there we go. when it wasn't a call centre, I panicked, you know, because I thought it was going to be come and sell you something. But no, it's a very nice lady on the phone there. So, so there we go. Apparently, I've got a message here from Mason. Apparently, he's a local lad, Will Johnson. He's from around here as well.
They said back to the native northeast. So, yes.
I mean, obviously, story is suspended. Robbie Tinkler is getting back up to speed, and Grayson, I think, has been carrying a knock, hasn't he? It is cover there, you know, and seems to be highly regarded. And Marine, you know, we've seen what they've done in the past couple of years in the FA Cup. So if he played the season there, then he's going to have been playing decent football and against opposition. So
and games coming thick and fast as well. I mean, it's almost every week now, isn't it?
Yeah, and
I mean, if they played Garner, it was Garner we got from Fleetwood.
Yeah,
aye,
Garner. Yeah, he was
you didn't play him.
Yeah. He was very decent, wasn't it? And someone's put that proves. I think also the fact that we read out your messages as you send them, Ken, is probably the other.
That proves it's live, yeah. By the way, Ken, still 10:45 tomorrow morning, bud.
Oh, well identified in the ringtone there.
I know, identifying the ringtone there as well. So.
Yeah, cult the personality by living colour.
Yeah, CM Punk's entrance, but I'm still heartbroken he's left AEW.
See them, Anthrax.
That's the only song of theirs I like. I'm late to the party, been making my coaching debut at Regif Under 10s Girls.
That was nice one, Johnny.
Well done, well done.
Johnny, what you'd call Morrison.
Yeah, new budding stars there.
Keep us updated on that one. Interesting to see. We've got lots of people tuning in, and of course, when we've got a nice little viewing thing, we like to just play out an advert. And if you haven't already subscribed, please do hit our socials, and this is where they are. So there we go. Get liking and subscribing to that. See, lads, we do have a couple of announcements because obviously we've got the Hartlepool game. I don't know. I'll ask you now. I don't know. Are you busy on Monday, or will we do a show on Wednesday? What's best for you boys?
Oh, either. I don't mind. I can do both.
Ooh, what day is Wednesday? What day is it? I've got something on next week.
26th is where, Tuesday, so it's 27th.
Yeah. Oh, my daughter's coming on Wednesday.
Well, I think I'll read it out anyway. There is for on Tuesday night at the Hartlepool game, the Gated Food Bank will be collecting outside Gated Stadium. You always do us proud, Gated fans. So if you want to bring something along, obviously something that's non-perishable, you know the score. You can go on the Gated Food Bank website or social media, and there'll be a list of things what they would like to accept there. So please do that. And it'd be very well appreciated because times are tough. It's very expensive. It definitely is. Right, we've got more messages coming in. We've got, I think Carl's job is safe.
At the moment, Johnny.
Yeah. Well, apparently... Sean Parry has the same ringtone on his phone. See,
there you go.
See, we've all got a touch of class about us, haven't we, here on the Heat Out podcast. There's another thing as well that I've got to read out. We got a message from Steve Thornton, and he wants to give obviously the first part of his message was about the food bank collection, but he's put also thank you to Mickey for his help in the cooking classes on Monday from the foundation. So come on, Mickey, let us know how it went.
What were you cooking, Mickey?
I wasn't cooking. I was cooking in a sense. The Linda and Alex who do the demonstration for the cooking, they were doing chickpea and sweet potato curry. I was in the kitchen boiling the rice, and just helping clear the tables and stuff.
Is it a slow cooker course, wasn't it, that one?
Yeah, it's slow cooker, but they're not doing it on a slow cooker at the minute. They're just doing it in a pan, and the recipes are adaptable to a slow cooker.
And what did you think of the curry, Mickey? Did you like the curry?
It isn't my thing, to be honest. I'll be honest.
But I knew that was coming.
It tasted nice. It tasted nice, but it wasn't my thing.
Would it be nice with some chicken in it? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Now this message is very timely. Of course, Mickey would always love to slip some meat into it. Mickey, have you thought about setting up an OnlyFans to fund your Wembley visits rather than hanging out at Central Station?
Well, Mike, I was hoping you would be me pimp and help us out if I was busy.
I'll say the Mickey's OnlyFans will be starting. Exclusive content.
I don't think I'm going to have many visitors on my OnlyFans page. I think that's fair to say.
Mickey, don't sell yourself. I mean, you know, just pick it up. There's people with fetishes everywhere.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm crap at tying balloons, so there's no good asking us to tie balloons.
You could have like mans in certain areas.
Yeah. You could be like, obviously how Jamie Oliver was the naked chef. You could be the naked chef.
I suppose I could set up a stove in Central Station and serve food. I suppose
you could do a parody.
You could be like a butler in the buff.
You could exactly. Yeah. You could do a parody in court. Jamie Oliver hasn't got a chop all this big,
lads. Your fantasies are running wild here.
Hey, you've got 5 pence here.
I'll see what that seal done the day when it's seen you on the jetty. Yeah,
well, sorry, it's been scarpered.
We have an answer on the first hat trick and who against.
Yeah, go on then. I've no idea.
It was Williams against South Liverpool in 1978.
Wow.
We won 8-0. And apparently Osho got an assist on the debut.
Williams, there's a name from the past.
After leaving us. So, yeah. And apparently Mickey's just seen you doing your race. So, yeah. Well, there we go.
Yeah, so
and Mickey, we're getting a nice little bit of like business management here as well. Don't tell the punters you're no good with balloons. Not, man, Mickey. It's not good for business. So,
mate, you might have to try them then.
You know how I obviously used to be a chef? We could call yours Only Scrans.
Only Scrans.
Genius, David. Genius. Let's get this started.
How about
with Mickey?
Two Bates. Edible flowers.
Yeah. Mickey B's Only Scrans. Let him put his meat inside you.
He's no, okay, you've got kids, man.
Cooked meat.
You know, sausage beef. And stuff.
Yeah, roast beef. You've just got a dirty mind, too, Mickey. Right. Osher Williams there, yeah. So, got here. Where
he want to be the hype manager as well?
I think
I'm sure he did.
Topping was the next in April of that year to get one against one corn. We won 3-0.
So, I was going to say Bob Topping, but I wouldn't have said Osher Williams in a year in Sundays League.
Let's see, we'll learn something every show, don't we? Definitely. But Mickey, I've got the ring light, so we can make these videos for you.
Yeah. Have you got some mood lighting?
Oh, yeah. I can change
it. Yeah, I can turn it off. So that we see, the sun is in a different light. It was daylight.
Yeah. So Mickey, are we paying the money to switch for light off? Is that what we're going to do?
That's probably the best way to do it, Davey.
You do know we're going to have to make a parody video here, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to happen.
I've said for years, women dress me with their eyes. They put more clothes on, not undresses.
We're going to put up, obviously, the prediction league there. The wonderful Johnny Gray has, who has put it all together. At the moment, Davey Steele is sitting in second. You're level on points.
Come on.
And then Johnny Gray, he's put himself third. I don't know how good he is, but he's up there. In fact, I didn't realise I was in about eighth place there. I'm doing all right.
Oh, doing all right. Come on,
where's Mickey? Whereabouts am I in the league?
Where's Mickey?
Yeah,
relegated.
No, it's not. You're about 10th, Mickey.
Can he? Hey, we might actually know what we're talking about.
Who's down the bottom? Sean White's bringing up the rear.
I tell you what, when we ask for the predictions, can we get Sean's in first and then we'll all just do the opposite?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Now is the time to get your predictions in for the Alti game, because we'll do a show on Monday, I think. And we'll be able to talk before the Hartlepool game and talk about, obviously, the game on Saturday. And anything that may crop up in the meantime, hopefully nothing too much. And Stevie's just showing his age.
It's insane. It's funny though. It's like we've had no football this week, and then we say we haven't got much to talk about, and then there's a whole load of things happen.
I would rather that he shows his age than his underpants.
Oh.
So yeah.
Mr. Farnfield, are you going to Aldrin tomorrow, by the way?
And he probably had those underpants too in that.
And how many are watching tonight?
Yeah. Message in. See if you can all meet up for a pint outside the ground.
It's National Non-League Day as well tomorrow, isn't it? So Alti have been pushing the game as well. So and it's a big fixture, isn't it, in the league tomorrow.
A few Warlock going down, to be fair, now.
Oh, I think we'll have quite a few, aye. I think it'll be a good attended game. I think it'll be a good game of football as well.
Oh, hey, look at this. Chris Story here on Patrick's. He's put, I was on 6:06 on Sunday evening speaking with Robbie Savage and Chris Sutton.
Wow.
Yeah, I forgot to ask Robbie about coming on the podcast, but I gave the club a plug. That's fantastic. Good. Great stuff.
Good
although he has got his facts wrong, Robbie Savage, by saying that we've got the highest budget in the league.
That's what Robbie Savage has said.
Yeah.
The highest budget in the league.
Yeah, he said, yeah, well, we are going up against the highest budget in the league. So,
what league's that?
Mr. Savage, I've got something to say to you. Your budget's probably bigger than Wolves.
Yeah.
His personal budget. Aye.
But also, as well, I mean, where we're getting the predictions in, if you want to come up with the names for Mickey's OnlyFans show, we've got Cooking with Mickey. Is the first one in by Ken Webster. So if you want to get your names in for a potential show for Mickey and merchandise.
What about only pans?
Merchandise. Oh. I'll have a word, North Beast Media.
Only pans?
T-shirts, mate.
He's not listening.
Only pans?
Only pans. I like that. I do like that one.
I think that's
only fans. That's class.
The predictions are coming in thick and fast. We'll get on to the Alti game shortly. We'll go through the predictions, give people a lot of time to get them in. I know people are enjoying it. We've got 2-1 from Alan Guest to Gateshead. 2-2 at Alti, says Stats, and she's also put the Hartlepool one in, but we'll do that on Monday night. 3-1 from Liv, 1-1 Darren, and Poppy is 5-1.
Poppy, go on, 5-1.
Tabitha, 3-2. We've got 2-1 to the Heed, says Ken Webster. Gavin Rudd has went 3-2 to the Heed. 2-2, says Craig. Louise Dick, 2-2. Alan Guest has put any commentary down there tomorrow. I'm not sure.
Did your Robins on Mixer sometimes? I'm not really sure.
It's a big game. You'd be surprised if it didn't do it, like, because it is, you know, as I said, it was a big game, isn't it? So
yeah, I'm sure there's a Radio Robins on Mixler.
Yeah, 3-2 at the Heat, says Sean Parry. And just before we go any further, Steve can't go down. He's putting his mum's seriously ill in the QE. Well, we send our best regards, Steve.
Best regards, mate.
It's never nice. And so thoughts are with you. Mr. Luke has put 2-1 to us for Altrincham. We'll keep the Hartlepool ones for Monday's show. 2-2 says Steve Farnfield. Only glands.
Brilliant.
It's a good one, but I like only pans better.
This next one's tickled me. Dickie Mickey.
I need a beer.
Oh, that's got a snort. Any minute, and the thought of Mickey's only page is ruining my appetite.
Alan, if it's any consolation, it's ruining mine and Al.
Sweet.
2-2 tomorrow's game. Patrick Story says 2-1 to the Heed down at Alti. Darcy says 3-1 to the Heed. A lot of positivity around. I like it. And Johnny Gray has got, I'm being a traitor this week and going for a 2-0 loss. Yeah, it's tough games, very tough games coming up. And Patrick Story says 2-1 tomorrow and 2-0 against Hartlepool, sorry. And Chris says 3-1 tomorrow and 1-1 on Tuesday. But
Alti had a dip in four. It was about a month ago. They had about four or five. I think we lost four games on the trot and had a bit of dip. Dropped out the playoffs, but they've turned it around and they bounced back. And I think they've won the last five. And, you know, so they're back in it.
I mean, I've got the league table here. We'll have a look where we're talking about, of course, with that Halifax win. We did drop out of the playoff picture, but only by 1 point. We still have a game in hand on all of the above. which is, you know, fantastic. It's all well and good, but you've got to win those games. But if we can win tomorrow, results go our way, then that game in hand becomes even more vital. You know, Oldham, they've got a tough game tomorrow. I can't remember where they are, but they're away from home. You know, all the teams are playing each other. Sorry, Hull and Aldershot are playing each other. This is where it's all going to start to, the picture's going to start to get a little bit clearer, and you need to hit form now. And that's what other teams are doing, and we need to join in that.
I think, to be honest, do not get beat tomorrow is the main thing, I think.
And of course, as well, if tomorrow as well, no one likes to play against a former player, do they? Because a former player always scores past you. That's just the rule. You play against your former player, he will score a goal past you. So I hope that comes true tomorrow, Marcus. I hope you go down to Alty and bag one.
hopefully. We've got one here. We did mention the Will Johnson one before. You must have been late to the party, Archie. Is our game in hand against Chesterfield? It is, but it's the 16th of January, and I believe they probably have the league wrapped up by then. So will they have much?
Come back in time.
April, sorry.
This is live, by the way. It is live.
But, I mean, obviously they had that slip up against Halifax. The league could be wrapped up. They can't win. They can't beat the point total of Wrexham now. Yeah. So hopefully they win the league in the next couple of weeks. And
Lon, you need a point tomorrow against Boreham Wood.
They'll do it tomorrow.
Get them a point and then let them get on the beach after that.
I think they're on the beach now.
They don't want to come to Gated on a Tuesday night. I mean, come on, you know, cold Tuesday night in Gated. Nah, give us the
to
points.
Be honest, I think I listened to the game Wednesday night. And Halifax were the better team. Before Chesterfield went 1-0
up. The pitch is a disgrace, though, by the way.
Did you see the state of it? It looked awful, didn't it?
Yeah. Now, but teams have got to play on it.
I know. So has the game been rearranged? The home game against Chesterfield? I didn't see that announcement.
It was 16th of April.
That must be right towards the end, is it?
Tuesday, yeah.
How many games? Games after that,
our third last game, but
20th is the last game.
Yeah, so it's the second last game. We've got it may be for everyone playing against the Heat.
about goals.
Will it be 5-0 this time? We'll see.
Could be battered down there, but when the original game was on, I think we would have given them a hell of a game.
Without a doubt. But looking forward to the game tomorrow, of course. Obviously, we've got the league table there, as we got sidetracked. If we can win and get in there, of course, you know, we were the form team a few weeks ago. Now it's a little bit in and out. A W or a D next to us in that column would be the, you know, I know it sounds like, you know, common logic, but it's what we really need, isn't it? You know, another loss now could see us drop down. I mean, only drop down one place, but it gives the opportunity for Oldham to get that little foothold in front of us.
It's confidence, but it's also momentum, isn't it? Like, a team with momentum going into playoffs does well, you know. So, and that's what we need to do now. We need to start winning games, basically, you know.
Yeah, let's see. I mean, just having a look down the bottom of the table there, Oxford look like they're done, but Dawkins slipped right in. I mean, they're second bottom.
Yeah, shock.
Bottom. I mean, Christ, Boreham Wood have absolutely...
That was what I was going to say. Boreham was dropping like a stone.
Eastleigh as well. I mean, the goals have dried up for McCullum, haven't they? God, you could go all the way up, realistically, all the way up to 14th, Woking. Even Hartlepool, if they go on a poor run, they could get sucked back into that. They're only 5 points clear of the relegation zone.
Wow. It's so tight, isn't it? It feels like it's going to go to the last game of the season, doesn't it? It's like going to be one of those epics, because honestly, there's...
Yeah.
On the last day of the season, I think it's going to be, if this one doesn't win and this one does, there's going to be so many permutations on the last... at both ends of the table, by the way.
I wouldn't like to call it, I know that much, but of course, Dave, you were going to mention about the news about the last game of the season.
Oh, yes, it has been moved to a 12:15 kickoff, hasn't it? Has the whole league been moved to 12?
The whole league has, yes. Yeah.
So
I don't know why. Well, I presume it's TV or something. I don't know. I don't know why they moved. Anyway, yeah, all the entire league's been moved.
Might be TV because they'll probably pick a team near the end where it's important, whether it's either relegation, if York and Boreham would have down there, you'd imagine that game would be on the telly, or even Hartlepool, you know. And also, could it be us trying to get into the playoffs at the end, you know, if it goes that tight? So, yeah, it's going to be a real exciting season.
Not a game that you want to say 3 points against, is it, if you have to get into the playoffs or something, is it? Home to Bromley.
Bromley's already got 1 foot in, haven't they, really?
Bromley will just want to get through without any injuries. A bit like when we played Cambridge that time.
Cambridge. Yeah,
that's right, absolutely, yeah. We beat them 2-1. Them.
Yeah. False confidence going into that.
They were a good team.
They certainly were. Just if you are just joining us late, we have had the prediction league. I'll put the league back up. If you would like to enter and join, Johnny Green. Sorry?
We haven't put ours in.
What are you thinking, Miggy?
Well, I don't want to tempt fate, but every time I went out with them, I've never seen them lose.
You're right there, Davey.
Sorry, nobody, Davey. Nobody take it into a gift, please.
I haven't seen them lose at Aldenham before, so.
I know, we're quite a happy stomping ground down there against them, but.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's going to be a real tough one tomorrow, like.
My heart's in, you know, obviously I want to win, of course I do, but unfortunately I'm going to go for 3-1 defeat tomorrow. I know. I just think Alty have got the tails up, and I just think, yeah, they're a good team. They are a good team.
I'm going to go opposite. We're going to be rampant, absolutely rampant. It's going to be
4-1. Wow, 4-1 win to the Heat.
I play your confidence, I really do. Because I think I'm going to go 2-1 to Gated.
Oh, come on, just get it any win. I'd take 1-0. I honestly, it would be amazing to win down there.
But I must admit, that's me heart speaking. My head's on somewhere on where Steely is. Yeah, be hard, not be arse, mate.
It's Davey, well, are you
talking about that, Mickey, about talking out your arse? We've got another opportunity here for you.
Only pounds.
What's Mike Coe said? No,
Mike Coe is on fire. Somebody put a bucket of water on him because he is absolutely steaming at the minute.
What's he come up with?
I've had an agency on. There's talk of
a convent to Benidorm.
But they want you to perform as this is the current employees on maternity leave. What shall we tell them?
Sticky Mickey.
Oh, that's the best. take a bow.
Sticky Mickey.
Trina be giggling her head off here.
That is poetic. It's beautiful. That was, you know, sometimes you just expect genius magic like that.
The things you could do with some olive oil as well, Mickey.
Turn up in a mankini.
Yeah.
Wow.
keep it in the cooking theme, and he pulls out
and from my chickens.
Pulls out a rolling pin.
Oh wow!
I feel like we've got off piece a little bit here.
Just a bit.
Hopefully, we can keep 11 men on the pitch for the full game. Says St. George.
That would be nice.
It would be nice, and obviously,
it was only down to rubbish refereeing. I don't like to go have a go at the referees. I'm quite mellow when it comes to refs, but that one last Saturday, come on. Anyway,
I thought he did win the ball. Plus, as well, if you looked, he wasn't last man. He was level with Joe.
And Bob, that was harsh in the extreme.
It was very harsh.
Yeah. So
he wasn't the best last week, I don't think, the referee.
Yeah.
I mean, they were shouting for out anyway, weren't they? You got here done the commentary.
Yeah.
Well, why not? If referee's going to give it like that.
Well, I suppose the referee's going to give it, shout for it, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, but, I mean, obviously here we've got Chesterfield and Bromley, the last two home fixtures, says Steve. Of course, yeah, it's a tough run-in, but as we say, hopefully they'll both be kind of on the beach, as it were, and maybe putting out the second string just to get through the game so that they're at full strength for the game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these are professional sides. They're not going to take it lightly, but you would hope that they are managing their squad at that point. But we've still got to win our games in the meantime and get ourselves into that position. So
tell you what, Will Grigg hobbled off on the left them doing the nine
on Tuesday, Wednesday,
when we're chasing it.
Yeah.
Aye.
So, but if anyone's got any more names for Mickey's OnlyFans, I think at the minute it's either OnlyPans or Sticky Mickey at the moment.
Putting there,
she's put Oop Station. Don't know what that is.
Me under the station.
I mean, I'm gonna have to have a little play with the photo editing. Yeah, Sticky Mickey.
Please don't.
Mickey's now regretting it. Look, his little face, bless him. He's like thinking, oh, what have I let myself in?
I can take a joke, but didn't go too far with it, lads.
Sorry, there's Mickey's Dicky as well. There's Mickey's Dicky. Mickey. Dicky Mickey. Oh, lovely.
Dear.
Well, we've got about 10 minutes left. We'll get back to the football. The ladies aren't playing this weekend at the moment. I think they've got a couple of weeks.
The seniors aren't, but the under 16s are supposed to have a game at Wickham, away to Wickham, but I was waiting confirmation from Paul or Ross to see if the game was on.
Aye.
I was meant to go down the other day on Sunday, but I slept in, and I cannot apologise enough to the lads because I was absolutely gutted. By the time I'd have got ready, the game would have been nigh on finished and got in there. So I really, really apologise to all of them. I felt absolutely crap for not getting...
Was that a 3 o'clock kickoff?
No, 11 o'clock. The 3 o'clock I would have been able to make it, mate.
I didn't think you slept until 3 o'clock. But anyway. Any other football news going on, aye?
I've been just in a bit of a bubble, really, just concentrating on life, waiting for the next game. That's where I've been like at the moment. But
it'll be interesting to see if Ollie's on the bench tomorrow.
Hopefully. It'd be nice. It would start to be a sign that he's, you know, obviously ready if he is. Someone's mixing them up here, Mickey. We've got Sticky Mickey's Only Pans.
Sticky Mickey's Only Pans. Bloody hell.
Well, there you go. I'll
get a t-shirt made, I think.
We'll get a flag made if we make it to Wembley.
Sticky Mickey's Only Pans. Big Aaron. Oh,
he's loving it. And Davey's getting all the insights. Look at his little face. How are they?
Mickey, try never mind the buttocks.
That's a good one as well.
Classic. I do like that because I'm a bit of a Pistols fan myself, so
feels
to me.
I didn't know where you were going with that one there for a second until I heard the end of the word. We've got Even Lads. Who's our opponent tomorrow? He must be late to the party, Sam. It's Ultra number 8 tomorrow. It's a tough one. As you say, mentioned before there, Steely, former player effect. You hope that Dinanga can go and spoil the party.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember they've got Jake Cooper now.
Dinanga scored like against them last season, didn't he? Did we win 1-0 last season?
So we've got
Hartlepool on Tuesday night, and who we got the following Saturday?
Well, then we'll go away to Rochdale on Good Friday.
Good Friday,
on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And then filed on, and then we've got Macclesfield at home.
Yeah.
You see, I wonder how ticket sales. I noticed tickets were up on the website.
I haven't got a clue.
No, I
ticket yet.
Yeah, it'd be good. Hopefully get a good games in the running. As I say, we always say on like, you know, when it gets to this stage, please do come down to the ground, get behind the lads, help get the, you know, some money in the coffers as well. As we mentioned earlier on, look, yeah, the club's doing well, but could always do better. And I think that's the, you know, the philosophy. You know, we still need to do our part as fans. If you're not a member of the Soul, why not visit the Gated Soul website and see if that interests you, if you want to help out that way. As I say, the things that is done on the back of the Soul, the foundation and things like that, is absolutely tremendous. We can't champion them enough. And please do lend your support if you can, or volunteer. Say if you can cook rice better than Sticky Mickey's only pans, that'll be the way to do it. And it's home to Rochdale. You said away to Rochdale, Mickey.
I meant Rochdale.
Go at home. But sometimes, but tough game against Altrincham, like you say. Hopefully, we can get a positive result. Yeah. I mean, it would be a real shot in the arm if we can, and then you carry that momentum into the game on Tuesday against Hartlepool.
Well, look what happened last time.
Yeah.
We all went to Eastleigh and won 5-2.
That's too high.
Yeah, and then obviously we got filed away on Easter Monday as well.
Good old files.
Yeah, yes. So, and they're in a good run of form at the moment, aren't they?
Exactly like Halifax, isn't it?
Just waiting for us as well, on good form. Surprise, surprise.
Christian Stores, but who's going down to Altley tomorrow? I will be. My favourite game since Hartlepool. So fantastic. It's going to be a few going. Fort Whelan was excellent against Ebbsfleet. Scored the good second goal. So we know what you're going to get from Whelan. And even nicer when he scores a goal as well. Just a pity about the result. But hey.
Well, about 4 minutes,
You were playing 85 minutes with 10 men. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, you're up against it straight away. You're up against it.
Yeah, so
especially when you're up against 12 men.
I know.
That's true, Mickey. That's true. Yeah, I mean, to be honest, when we're 2-1 up at half time, it was dreamland stuff, really, because it was like,
yeah, wow, it was just hoping, can we hold on, you know, and stand firm. Right. But it wasn't to be. Look, there's going to be a few more twists and turns to the end of this season.
Yeah, there'll be twists and turns from now till the end of the season.
Yeah,
it'll look like. Someone's going to look like the hood of it, then all of a sudden they'll do something a bit like what Halifax had done.
We've got not going to Hartlepool, pardon me, not going to Altrincham, sadly, feeling poorly recently. Better stay at home and rest up for Hartlepool. Yes, get yourself nice and fit for that one. And we've got I Feel Lost Jock borrowed my camera for tomorrow. He gets it back on Tuesday. My large lens is away for repair, so unfortunately I can borrow one on Tuesday. Yeah, he's been having a little bit of a mare with the situation. It's good old Charlie, but he'll be back. And
extension's gone wrong.
Yeah, we've got Rob Elliott was booked for his protest at the fourth official. and water's wet.
I was kind of seeing and it rains in the tropics.
Yeah.
Sorry, go on, David.
Looking forward to the trip down tomorrow, 3 points in, of course. And David Lane has put salty secret. why was Louis sent off? It was deemed to be the last man, but
professional foul.
But luckily, he won the ball. To me, the ball shot away from where he launched. So, but the referee just us.
Just a quick one, just looking tomorrow, big, obviously looking at some of the games. Aldershot against Solihull, that's quite a tasty one for us as well. So two tasty games at the top. The others seem to have fairly easy enough. Bromley at home to York. Dagenham are playing Oldham. Halifax at home to Ebbsfleet. And that's probably sums up the teams up there.
Oreham Woods, who are just above York, they've got Chesterfield away, haven't they? So,
goodness. Just having a quick look. Have we got games Tuesday night as well? Or is it just us playing? No, not. Solihull are playing Southend and Altrincham Wealdstone on Tuesday night. So games are coming thick and fast, aren't they? So
Certainly are. We've got a couple of messages here. We've got Mickey Two Hats. Would be there's another one there. Trina, you're being too naughty. I can't put that in.
trying to think what she.
I was just thinking that. What she put in?
Oh, we're near the watershed. Move the pails over. Let me in. the children men. We've been three silly men. So
wow.
Yeah. I'll say that again because I'm obviously laughing. So if there is any children watching, we're just three silly men saying silly things. So ignore us. But big thank you, everyone that has tuned in. It's been an absolute pleasure as always. We'll be back on Monday night to talk about tomorrow's game and then, of course, preview the Hartlepool game and see where we stand there, see where we need points and how points will have us in the mix. So it'll be an exciting one. If you are going down, Mickey, you're travelling down, have a safe trip.
See everyone down there who's down there.
Yeah, nice. Be loud and proud, everybody, and cheer the lads on. Hopefully we can come back.
Steve's got a full car. We've got a full car. So
yeah. Oh wait, that's good. Well, Steve's put good night all, and we're going to say good night all of you. Bye bye, everybody. And
bye bye.
This is getting worse. Well, that's why we're ending, Ken.
It is, Ken. Yeah. I know.
Bye everybody.
Bye everybody.
Bye.